Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Jay King. Learn all about him at jking.com. Jay, thanks for jumping on today, man.
Man, Austin, thanks for having me, bro. Happy to be here.
Dig it. Well, listen, I was doing a little bit of reading up and research this morning, and you're a Florida guy by birth, right?
Yep. Born and raised.
All right. Well, I was doing a little research on Florida. Let's see if you knew these things. I did not know any of these things, if I'm honest with you. One of them is this, that Florida is the flattest state in the United States. Did you know that?
That would make sense. Outside of Texas, maybe. But yeah, that would make sense.
The highest elevation in Florida at any point is 345 feet. That's not very much. That's not very much.
I mean, technically, Florida is underwater. We're below seawater, sea level. So it's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. The Everglades, which many of us have heard of. I did not know about the Everglades. Was that alligators and crocodiles is the only place on planet Earth
that both
crocodiles
exist.
And alligators both exist. That's incredible.
Yeah, don't go to the Everglades.
Yeah. Well, that's what you always hear about true crime. It's like, and they disappeared and they've never found
them. Yeah, I wonder where they went. Yeah. It's crazy. We also, there's like an invasive species that people will bring exotic animals into Florida, like boa constrictors and pythons and stuff like that. And they're on the loose down there. So it's like open season in the Everglades for all of it. Yeah.
Listen, the next time we do this interview, it ain't going to be from Everglades. I'm going to tell you that, Jay. We ain't doing that. I'm not interested.
Nah.
I'm not interested.
I'll stay out of that. Yeah. I've never even been to the Everglades. I don't think.
I just think we keep it that way. Nothing I learned or that you said changed my opinion of wanting to go to Everglades even a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
And then last but not least, Key West, right? Right down there in the South. Mm-hmm. It once seceded from the United States, declared war, and surrendered in minutes. Did you know this? I never knew this.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't know that.
So it was a short war. No, nothing happened at all. But
well, if you've been to Key West, there's no way you're going to win a war down there. I mean, there's it's nowhere to go. So you're stuck.
You're sitting ducks. This is the last one. I'll tell you this one. They've never found this. Florida's the only, I think, this is the only state. I should have read that farther, but they've never found any dinosaur remains in Florida.
I don't think they would survive in Florida. It's
that's
too hot.
That's true.
It's too hot in Florida.
Like, get me out of here. I'm not interested in this.
Humans barely make it in Florida.
So anyway, there's our Florida educational piece of the day. JK, home state. You guys learn all about it and him.
Yeah.
JKing.com.
Pom pom. tell it on the mountain, the one that we've been waiting for, the King of our salvation, born on this day our Savior Christ the Lord. Go tell it.
Jay, we're not here to talk about Florida, as lovely as it is. We're here to talk about you and your journey. Jay, what got you into music to begin with?
Man, I was raised around it. Church. I mean, I played drums in church every Sunday. Outside of Sunday school was the thing I paid the most attention to, was playing drums at church. So I say church, just being around it in the church setting.
All right, so you start off playing drums, and now you fast forward these years later and your own thing, not just a drummer. At what point did you realize, like, you know what, I don't want to just be a drummer, I want to do this thing? When did that kind of come into play?
Well, my youth pastor, shout out to all the youth pastors out there who are calling out the potential in their students. Super important, because I had never heard that I was a leader until my youth pastor told me that late into middle school. So when she told me that and called out the gift in me, she was prophesying, which just speaking things over my life. She told me a few things. One, that God's called me to be a leader of leaders. And then two, he's going to give me songs. And many people started to come to our church and they would call me out from behind the drums and say, God's going to give you songs. He's going to make you a leader of leaders. They would all say the same thing. And I'm up there like, hey, man, I'm a young man. I'm in Bradenton, Florida. Music don't take you nowhere. I'm going to play sports and I'm going to keep playing drums at church on Sunday. And my ticket out of Bradenton is going to be either athletics or academics. Mm. Well, I was wrong. They were right. God had given me a music gift and I didn't know that until my youth pastor called it out and let me lead worship at church on a Wednesday night. So it was rough. If she was on here, she would say it was not good. And she's right. But here we are, man. I mean, that would have been, how long ago? That's 20 years ago.
Holy cow.
which
It's
is scary.
not how you start. It's where you go after you start.
Yes,
And
sir.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I've been doing this show for a while. And I ask that same question every time because of what you mentioned. Almost every time there's a person, like there's somebody that speaks into their life, that says something. So, hey, like I see something in you that you don't even see. And it's so important, and not just for people in music, just in life in general, man. We need to tell people what we see in their lives.
So important, bro. Speak life, man. If you see it, say it.
Noel, 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 Noel.
gathered round the table, so much to be thankful for. It's Christmas, oh how I miss this. But through the joy and laughter, you can feel the sadness. 'Cause this Christmas, everyone's not with us.
It's the time of year when happiness and cheer won't be enough to get me through the night. I need a wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the Prince of Peace, who's strong enough to carry me. Emmanuel, God with us, the one whose love will never end. Oh, Jesus, can you make this season wonderful?
Almighty in the manger told us it'd be no stranger to all our sorrow, and all the earth will ever know. So let these gifts remind us how love came down to find us, a wonder of the ages, the life, the truth, the way. He is our
humble Christ was born, and God sent our salvation that blessed Christmas morn.